Welcome to Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks and the Half Hour Show on our Half Hour flagship station, Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Networks and, of course, our half-hour flagship station, Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM. And we're going to play you a little clip.
Raise taxes and I'll say no, and they'll push and I'll say no, and they'll push again and I'll say to them, read my lips. No new taxes.
And that's right. That's what the people wanted from this referendum on TransLink. Read my lips. No new taxes mean no to 0.5% on the tax. And they got it.
Does that mean the published site failed?
That's what I'm getting at. That's probably what it is. But anyways, yeah, so we're talking about TransLink and, of course, the no to 0.5% on the tax.
Actually, from what I saw on the front page of the Vancouver Sun,
yes,
it was a very loud and resounding across the GVRD.
Yes.
No new taxes.
That's right. However, there were some municipalities that did say yes.
Yeah, there were a few that did actually say yes, but overall, how the Vancouver Sun laid it out was in purple.
Mm-hmm.
If the area said yes, the general area said yes, and it went all the way to from yellow to red, according to how much of the population, if like 51 to 55% or something like that was more yellow,
mm-hmm.
whereas 75% plus of the population of the area said no was in red.
Yeah,
there was course. A lot of red.
It was a lot of red.
A lot of red and a lot of very, very dark orange. So
now the main question is, what next? All I'm seeing is the Greater Vancouver Regional Mayors are probably pointing the fingers to TransLink. TransLink's probably pointing the fingers to all of the mayors. And the Crown Corporation from the provincial government's like pointing fingers to both the mayors and TransLink. And both mayors and the mayors are probably pointing fingers at the Crown Corporation. So
Government works nowadays, isn't it?
That's probably what's happening right now.
Yeah. Well, I do know that, Linda Hepner?
Yeah.
She made a statement about she's going to look for more privatized money to make the Surrey Light Rail system work.
Yeah. She's saying it's probably going to be a plan B. After the no vote, she already planned this long before the referendum just happened. And Mayor Moonbeam, Gregor Robinson, is saying he doesn't have a plan B. That was the only referendum he's got. And I don't know about the other mayors. I don't know if they've got themselves a plan B after saying no to a no referendum. So I don't know.
Well, the smart thing is not only to have a plan B, but if you're going to ask the public for public funds,
mm-hmm.
show them a plan so that everybody knows what the funds are going towards.
Yes.
You know,
what's really going to be happening with the fares? And that's the other question as well, especially with the Compass card.
Especially with the Compass card, which Compass was supposed to be completely rolled out. A year ago, May or something like that?
Exactly. And they spent millions and millions of dollars advertising all that stuff. And we just wasted it all.
They hired a consulting company to build the system that Chicago sued for, I think it was like 20 to 40.
Yeah, it was a Chicago company, yeah.
Yeah. So.
So it's all on the same company, whereas we had the SkyTrains from, we had the original Mark II SkyTrains built from BC, but the other half of it was from Kingston, I know for a fact, but when they brought in the other parts of the SkyTrain, all of that was back east as well. It wasn't really built here.
No.
And New Flyer companies, of course, they're built in Winnipeg. And Innova buses are built somewhere, again, back east. And, of course, a few days ago, I think it was on a Metro or 24 Hours, they were saying about how the hybrid buses broke down. These are the Nova buses that broke down?
Yeah.
These are the Nova buses that run, they're not articulated, they're regular bus services that run local services. Sometimes they do express services, but mostly a lot of local services like the 41 route that goes along. I do see some of the hybrid buses. They break down most constantly because a lot of it needs more time with their maintenance services and everything.
Yeah,
so.
There's the maintenance services aren't fully up to date on how to maintain handling of parts, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes, that's.
So I mean, until they show how they can plan, when you start asking for public funds, you need to, and you want public approval, you need to show that there's a value.
It is a value.
And there is a definite value in having one of the best transit systems in North America here in Vancouver.
Well, yeah. If you look at comparing other cities as well.
Yeah. When you compare to other cities, especially the cost of
efficiency, cost efficiency.
other areas, because if I take the bus in from White Rock, the cost to come from the South Surrey Park and Ride all the way here to 2014 Wall Street,
right,
cost me about $5.
Three zones, yes, of course.
Yeah. Right, and if I buy the day pass, I spend about
$10.
It's $10 a day, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Or
more, I don't know.
about
there.
Yeah, we're just gonna say about there. In other areas, to go that same exact distance, it'd be a lot more.
It'll be a lot more.
Yeah,
of course.
New York City, for instance. To go that same distance.
Oh.
Yeah.
It'll probably cost a lot more.
The cost would be a lot more because where before you need to actually buy a new ticket, it's not done by bus. Which bus you got on or off of is done by how long you've actually been using the system.
All right, that's it. I'm going to Whidbey Island. I'm taking free service on Whidbey Island. Goodbye.
That's it. No more.
So that's
pretty much
like it. In New York City, it's okay. This headphones, it's buzzing in my ear.
Sorry. You can adjust your thing.
Yeah. they charge you by number by vehicle you get on. if you get off one vehicle and get on another vehicle, you got to pay another fare.
Yes.
Even if it's a discounted fare, but you still have to pay another fare.
Yeah. Unless you go to Whidbey Island and you get in for free.
Yeah, Whidbey Island.
Because it's funded by the regional government, so
right.
It's a small community anyway, so
mm-hmm.
so it's there's a difference there.
Yeah.
But it's a small community where they don't do a lot of service hours anyway, so mostly it's like every 2 hours or something. So it's a lot of difference there.
Yeah. And other areas where I lived in, like Calgary, after a certain hour, it's like, you go ahead, find yourself a bus.
Mm.
You know? And I remember one time... and this happens, it does not happen near as often as it does in Calgary. I remember pushing a baby carriage, my son being in a baby carriage.
Yes.
And being left behind because there wasn't enough room on the bus.
Right.
So,
it should all work. Like it,
yeah. So there's some other things in the quality of the service, which Vancouver should be proud of the fact that we have such a great service.
Right.
But when we try to improve it, we should plan the improvement so we keep that quality up.
Well, yeah, I'm going to tell you about Zambia now.
Oh, back here, here we go.
Back in Zambia, where I was doing Habitat of Humanity. I'm trying to find the capital, but I can't. I'll have to look it up on the website. Capital. So,
as we quickly Google.
Zambia. Here we go. Lusaka. Okay, here we go. Lusaka, in the capital of the Zambia, all they have is minivans and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And again, with the, you know, when you go over to Lusaka and you go over to these streets, of course, most night times they don't even have electricity. They don't even have street lights hanging over, so it's pretty very dark down there. So it's and most times it can be dangerous at times, but over in Lusaka during the daytime, they, you know, if you were going from one place to another, like going to the mall from one of the intersections a few kilometers away, it's probably like $3, or I wouldn't say $3, but it would be like three. What's the exchange? I'm sorry. I'm not myself again. I'm sorry, but I mean, I'm thinking dollars, but it's not dollars. It's some sort of a currency, but it'll be more like less than a dollar for that matter. Pretty much similar in a way.
Yeah, but.
But it's,
if we look at it relatively, like if I was to hand somebody $3 because we get paid in dollars versus whatever the Zambian currency is.
I have a bad feeling if my mom's listening to it, I'm just, probably she won't, but she'll probably know what currency it is. Yeah. I went with her anyway, so
yeah. Whatever the currency is,
yes.
Though if we're paying three of that particular currency, then that's where the relative part comes in, you know.
Yes,
because because of how the people actually get paid in the area, it's got to be relative.
Kwacha.
Yeah, kwacha.
That's what it is. Sri kwacha. So that's the amount of, if you want to travel by, you know, community vans, taxis. Well, wouldn't say taxis, but they have a little blue, a purple stripe, mm-hmm. meaning that will be kind of like a public transit service. It could be any provider that they'll have that kind of service. It's not like where it's funded by the government or anything like that. Yeah. So it's funded for the public over there. It's not. There's a little difference between on that front. So.
Yeah. Well, like
not
Japan,
a very good in Japan. Okay, go on.
The transit is completely funded by the Japanese government.
Yes.
You know, but look how big Japan is.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, it makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But they're organized.
Yeah.
Not from us. Yeah. Not from us. No. I mean, you look at others in, well, I'm going to say Australia, South Australia for that matter. They've got trains. Well, I mean, they've got trains running through inner city to inner city, and they've got buses that will run from Adelaide to Murray Bridge on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
That's all part of the state government, the part of the Adelaide Metro, the South Australian transportation infrastructure. That's all funded on those fronts. And again, we're talking about the difference between TransLink and BC Transit. I know BC Transit is a Crown corporation,
mm-hmm.
which serves throughout the province, including Victoria, Nanaimo, Abbotsford, Chilliwack, Hope. And I don't know if they have it in Hope, but they have it in Kamloops, Kelowna, all of those municipal cities that operate it. But none of them have, well, maybe one or two will have an inner city express type of service. I know the Route 66 will go by Chilliwack and Abbotsford and Langley, for that matter, through those municipalities. Yeah. They are slowly getting its routes done. I know that they've done a connections from Victoria to Cowichan, like Cowichan area.
Yeah.
In that matter. BC Transit needs is some sort of a train service for inner city to inner city, just like the West Coast Express. Only the West Coast Express only goes to Mission. Only, I mean, it should be reliable and more connections, say, from taking a Greyhound or taking a plane for that matter, because a lot of planes and other buses like Greyhound would cost an arm and a leg for that matter.
Right. Well, I mean, even like I was talking about getting from my house to here,
mm-hmm. excuse me,
or even on our other station, I had to catch like a local shuttle bus to get to the South Surrey Park and Ride or over to White Rock Center.
Yes.
And that local shuttle only runs once an hour.
Yeah. Including weekends.
So if I miss one,
you have to wait for another hour.
Wait for another hour. Which case, what does that mean for me getting here?
Delayed.
Yeah. If I make the show at all.
Of course.
So it's like, so there are some improvements in that, in the outer lying areas, you know.
All of them seem to have the same
operator with the Coast Mountain
Bus Company. Yes.
So.
You which would is think another.
That with them as being the operator, the company operating it, you would think that they want to, you know, the more people they get through the service, the mm-hmm. more money they should be able to make, right?
Of course. But
operate the bus more than once an hour.
I don't know. This is my theory, and I could be wrong. Maybe the no vote could mean separate bus companies, for that matter.
Maybe.
I don't know if Coast Mountain Bus Company operates with the affiliated with TransLink. covering North Vancouver, Burnaby, New Westminster, Richmond,
Langley.
Out to Langley for that matter.
Personally, I'm not sure.
I don't know if I
past Langley.
Well, here's the thing is there are about 5 or 6 facilities. I know there's one in Marpole, there's one in the North Shore, there's one in Burnaby, there's one in Port Coquitlam, there's one in Surrey, and there's one in Richmond. So there's about 6 affiliated maintenance centers and bus garage there. If any of those 6 affiliates say, okay, we are no longer part of the Coast Mountain Bus Company, for that matter,
right,
and they say, you know, we don't have the money for it because of your no tax campaign, they're gonna separate all of these routes and have their own independent bus company, for that matter. that's how I'm beginning to think if anything were to happen, if there was a no vote or something, I don't know, all hand breaks loose.
Well, from what I understand, this particular publicized vote for this tax, the mayors and the municipal offices of the mayors were going to have control of the spending of this money, and they would be able. It was supposedly it was to help improve roads too, as well as adding more buses to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
now that's my understanding with the TransLink situation, where not only it's public buses, it's public roads,
right,
highway roads. And wasn't Mayor Gregor Robinson was going to say if there was a no vote, they'd probably be all tolls on the highways? Like, for example, in the Greater Vancouver region, Highway 1 is going to be tolled.
Highway 1 is tolled.
Just the bridge.
If you cross the Portman, you that's Highway 1.
Just the bridge. The bridge only.
But if you're coming down Highway 1, how are you going to avoid the bridge to get into Vancouver?
Yes, but I'm thinking if a no vote was going to happen, I'm thinking more like when I lived, well, I didn't live, visited South Africa, where every 5 kilometers has a toll booth. Every 5 kilometers along the freeway on South Africa, they have a toll booth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I'm thinking of what Highway 1 will look like from Hope to Vancouver. Every 5 kilometers will have a toll booth, one of those little cameras overhang. Just like the one they have at the Portman Bridge or the Golden Ears Bridge, for that matter. Every 5 kilometers, told. That's how I'm. That's how I'm thinking. So it may come to that. It may come to where that's Highway 1, for example. Highway 99 could be another one where every 5 kilometers will be told, and of course, including the tunnel, where it's going to be. They're already talking about tolling the new bridge.
They build the bridge. The bridge, from what I understand, they want to make it car traffic and put the truck traffic through the original tunnel,
which is dangerous. That's how I see it with the trucks and stuff. I don't know because if an axle breaks, if a tire comes out, what do you do?
Right. So it's going to be another toll situation anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yep.
You know, it's like and if you have more than $25 in tolls due, you can't renew your license. You can't insure your car. All kinds of bad stuff starts happening. You know,
That's right.
So I don't know. Either way, it seems like they're going to get the money.
Exactly. Oh dear.
But anyway,
Well, look on the bright side. The no side won, right?
Mm-hmm.
And and I believe one of the people that was part of the leading campaign already said this is sort of like a TransLink problem in a way, in the first place, right?
Mm-hmm. So. Maybe TransLink just needs to be reorganized.
Yeah,
I think
from
that
scratch.
Was actually said. I think somebody actually already said that. One of the political figures already said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyways, well, we're coming down to the bottom of the hour. You know, it goes by.
Yeah,
quickly.
I know this goes very fast. So.
And you know, it goes very fast. And all we were talking about is about the TransLink stuff. So we're going to leave you with George H.W. Bush saying, read my lips again.
Raise taxes and I'll say no, and they'll push and I'll say no, and they'll push again and I'll say to them, read my lips.
No new taxes. And there you go. Anyways, yeah. That's it for our community living show for the half hour. We got something next week.
Next week we might have, her name is Arlene Martel, and she's going to talk to us about the ketogenesis diet and how it actually helped her son with epilepsy.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll see you all again next week. Bye, Michael.
Bye.
We leave you one of the folk festival songs from Fortunate Ones by Solidary Sparks.
Summer sun. Tired rays, the warmest days are done. Feel the fall come creeping through your bones. Another year is lost beneath the snow. Watch it as it goes. Lines around your eyes betray your age. Portraits of the battles you have waged. Let go of all your doubt and all your fear.
Sparks. We will wait.
scared.